dreams. How can we make them go away? Are they punishment? Can't we have some more blissed-out dreams of tropical island vacations instead? Once you understand what's behind those bad dreams, you won't want them to go anywhere. Bad dreams are the soul's way of healing. When we're awake, we're not supposed to be breaking down the walls of our emotional hurt. When we are wounded, a physical component in the brain puts up a barrier to prevent us from constantly processing and reprocessing the pain so that we can be productive and move forward during our waking hours. They're not walls of denial. They're walls of divine protection. While some conscious processing is healthy and necessary, it's not meant to haunt us. The time to process that pain is in our sleep. When we're not conscious, the emotional walls come down so the soul can do its clean-up and repair work. This means that all sorts of difficult emotions get stirred up and they work themselves out through our dreams. If this doesn't happen, frustration, anger, fear, betrayal, guilt, and humiliation would build up and up and up within us until they overpowered the strength of the walls, holding them in place, and took over our waking lives. Instead, our dreams release them. This nightly house cleaning, aided by the angel of sleep, the angel of dreams, and the unknown angels, helps us face what's going on in life without becoming scarred by it. Sometimes dreams have staying power. A dream can stick to you all day or even longer, even years. These dreams can be confusing. We often dream of family and other loved ones, for example, with a swirl of emotions. Even if everything is going fine in a waking relationship, a dream can bring a feeling of hurt or uneasiness. Or if it's a relationship where there's been some challenge or distance, dreams can bring up the old wounds, making us contemplate what went wrong years ago to cause the pain. We may wake from a dream feeling like we did something wrong, or like we weren't heard or perceived right. As we painfully try to decode what it all means, we can be left feeling empty. All of this is healthy. I've heard from people who told me that a bad dream made them pick up the phone and call a family member or friend they hadn't talked to in years, starting a process of great healing. Any empty feeling is because toxic wounds and emotions left us or started to leave us in our sleep, reducing our storage bank of hurt. Even though we think it's the opposite, bad dreams rejuvenate us. They remind us that there are people, places, and things in our lives that may need some attention so we can move on. Bad dreams don't close doors, they open doors. They create new beginnings. Even if you're not aware of what that new beginning is, it's happening. Far down the road, you may have the perspective to see what opportunity a bad dream led to in your life. We wish each other sweet dreams, when really we should wish each other healing dreams, to advance the soul, mend the heart, and empty yourself of harmful emotions. You don't want every dream to be perfect and tranquil and flowery. You don't want your dream life to be an all-out wonderland. You want your dreams to have some hardship in them, because you want the good stuff to be happening when you're awake. If our dream lives were total fantasy, sleeping would be the only thing we'd want to do. Now, there are sinister people in the world. They have existed throughout history. These cold-hearted people can go through life without one nightmare. That's an indication of how cut off they are from processing negative experiences like pain and suffering. Since they don't deal with their pain while they sleep, they hold on to it in their waking lives, and they want to inflict it on others. On the flip side, you could have the most compassionate, generous, loving person who can't go a night without dreaming something unpleasant. Believe it or not, this is the healthier process. Because this person is so tuned in, she's a witness to others' struggles. She experiences the range of human suffering, and so when she checks out for the night, her brain needs to protect her from becoming haunted by it in her waking life. She may dream of schoolyard bullies and natural disasters and war zones, and it's all for her benefit. So that rather than waking up bitter that she has to leave some fantastical dream and face a harsh world instead, she can wake up relieved to leave those tough dreams behind and ready to continue her sacred work of compassion. Let me be clear that having good dreams does not make you a bad person. Of course not. It's all about balance. In addition to those memorable bad dreams, we're meant to have beautiful dreams as well. The angels sometimes grant us dreams of transcendence and hope. Sometimes our dreams are premonitions, or messages, or creative inspiration. Some nights we have mild bad dreams in which we process emotions, though we're spared from remembering what happened come morning. Other times we get to visit with a deceased loved one in our dreams. Just remember to welcome too the dreams that challenge you. They are doing you a great service as your body heals during slumber. They are not a punishment or judgment. They are helping you become your best self. Afterward, your soul's gold. Since gold was discovered, it has had a magnetic pull on us, one that goes far beyond any monetary worth. As a child, did you ever wish for a gold star on your paper at school? It wasn't because you could take it to the pawn shop and get cash for it. You yearned for that cheap sticker because of what it represented: achievement, worthiness, approval. If you have a grandmother's favorite locket or ring, again, it's not the dollar figure behind that gold that gives it a special place in your heart. It's the spiritual meaning, appreciation, nostalgia, loyalty, love. And do Olympians go for the gold because of the market value of the metal? No. They spend their whole lives training to win because of what the prize stands for. Blood, sweat, tears, spirit, will, intention, and sacrifice that come together into a moment of human greatness. When spiritual and emotional meaning are connected to a piece of gold or other treasure, its worth is on a level above price tags. The Knights Templar went searching for the Holy Grail, not because of the money they'd get for this gold vessel, but because of the mystical significance it was said to hold as the cup Jesus drank from at the Last Supper. Though the knights turned up hundreds upon hundreds of gold cups, they were cast off as worthless because they didn't hold the power. It was all about the spiritual meaning. I'm here to tell you that you don't have to go on an epic quest, earn anyone's approval, inherit a family heirloom, learn to high jump, or have an overflowing bank account in order to claim the world's most precious treasure. Gold, platinum, diamonds, sapphires, the Holy Grail, the Ark of the Covenant, Noah's Ark, even the Beatles' lost album. None of these hold a candle to your soul's gold and gems and jewels that you already carry inside of you. Yes, you. I know it's been a struggle to deal with health problems or great loss or hardship. I understand what you might have suffered as you wondered if you were aging before your time, if your thyroid was calling it quits, and if your body was giving up on you, or even working against you. I can only imagine what you've gone through in your search for answers. It's probably left you defeated at times, lonely, despairing, and doubtful of your own worth. Know this, it's not your fault. You didn't deserve any of it. You didn't create your illness or imagine it. You're not a bad person. You can heal and move forward. All that time that symptoms were limiting you, they were giving you something too. That compassion you gained from being vulnerable, that wisdom that came from watching life at a distance, that faith that there had to be an answer, that supreme patience of putting one foot in front of the other, these are yours to use for the rest of your life. Losses, struggles, wounds, suffering, pain, sorrow, fear, hardships, trials, letdowns and battles are not what any of us would choose. When they visit us, though, we get our greatest tools and treasures. These tools and treasures can be heavy. To be in touch with the world's suffering is not easy. Just like a bag of diamonds and gold, it can weigh you down. Which is why it's time for you to come into the spiritual significance of your challenges. Because when you attach spiritual meaning to your treasures, it makes them light as light itself. You've been picked out of the crowd as a special person who can change the world. Because you hold power, illness tried to hold you back. You probably experienced symptoms along the way, and this may have gotten you labeled with a whole bunch of different names for what was supposedly wrong with you. Yet the plan of you being picked on backfired. Instead of being constrained, you were pushed forward and forced to grow and develop in your soul and spirit. You gained understandings and insights that brought you closer to God. Now you get to rid yourself of your illness and all those symptoms and labels that have come with it. You get to heal, rise above, and reclaim your power. Power that's more than you know. Your thyroid, that part of your body you may have once been led to believe was your weakest point, or even your enemy, has in fact been your greatest strength and protector. This gland doesn't operate only on a physical level. Spiritually, it's your shield, your guard watching over all those treasures you've earned, part of your armor as you go through life. The armored guards protecting the gold at Fort Knox have nothing on your thyroid. Through everything that has happened to it, even through surgery or radioactive iodine treatment, your thyroid's spirit has remained. It's been there all along, looking out for you. It's held on to those treasures, waiting for the day you'd discover them. As you bring your thyroid and the rest of your body back to health, you'll be supporting it even more in taking care of your soul's wealth. Wealth you will use to spread divine light to everyone around you. No matter who you are or where you come from, what you've done or think you have not done, know that through the true living words in this book, Spirit and I will always be there for you. Remember, you are a world changer. Spirit and I see and hear you. We believe in you. We stand beside you. And we can't wait for you to experience what's next. Acknowledgements. Thank you to Patty Gift, Anne Bartell, Reed Tracy, Louise Hay, Margaret Nielsen, Diana Hill and everyone at Hay House Radio and the rest of the Hay House team for your faith and commitment to getting Spirit's message out into the world so it can continue to change lives. Gwyneth Paltrow, Elise Lohanen and your devoted Goop crew, your caring and generosity are a profound inspiration. Dr. Alejandro Junger, words still cannot describe the appreciation I have for you. Dr. Prudence Hall, thank you for placing your blessing upon Spirit's words. Your selfless work to enlighten patients who need answers renews the true, heroic meaning of the word, Doctor. Dr. Christiane Northrup, your inexhaustible devotion to the health of womankind has become its own star in the universe. Dr. Habib Siddiqui, the light you bring to the world is legendary. Dr. Richard Salazzo, Your loyalty to the recovery of those who suffer is immense and unwavering. Craig Kalman, thank you for your support, advocacy and friendship on this journey. Chelsea Field and Scott, Will and Owen Bakula, how did I get so blessed to have you in my life? You are true crusaders for the medical medium cause. Nancy Chambers and David James, Stephanie and Wyatt Elliott, I can't thank you enough for your dear friendship and everlasting encouragement. Grace Hightower De Niro, Robert De Niro and family, you are precious, gracious beings. To the following kind-hearted souls whose loyalty I treasure, my thanks go out. Kimberly and James Van Der Beek, Nena, Robert and Uma Thurman, Jessica Seinfeld, Demi Moore, Peggy Romito, Debbie Gibson, Jenna Dewan Tatum, Carol Scott and Christiana Ritchie, Peggy Lipton, Kidada Jones and Rashida Jones, Naomi Campbell, Jamie Lynn Siegler, Caroline Fleming, Amanda Decadne, Sophia Bush, Maha Dekil, Bhavani Lev, and Bharat Mitra, Woody Fraser, Milena Monroy, Mitch Hussey, and everyone at Hallmark's Home and Family, Morgan Fairchild, Patty Stanger, Catherine, Sophia, and Laura Bark, Annabeth Gish, Robert Wisdom, Kelly Noonan, Danielle Laporte, Nick and Brenna Ortner, Jessica Ortner, Mike Dooley, Drew Perohit, Chris Carr, Kate Northrup, Christina Carrillo Bucurim, Anne-Louise Gittleman, Jan and Panache Desai, Amy Beach and Mark Shadle, Brian Wilson, Robert and Michelle Colt, John Holland, Martin Jean Elizabeth and Jacqueline Shafiroff, Kim Lindsay, Jill Black-Zalben, Alexandra Cohen, Christine Hill, Carol Donahue, Caroline Levitt, Michael Sandler and Jessica Lee, Koya Webb, Jenny Hutt, Adam Cushman, Sonia Choquette, Colette Baron-Reed, Denise Lynn and Carmel Joy Baird. I deeply value you all. To the compassionate doctors and other healers of the world who have changed the lives of so many, I have tremendous respect for you. Dr. Diana Minnick, Dr. Ron Stariti, Dr. Nicole Galante, Dr. Diana Lupusny, Dr. Dick and Noel Shepherd, Dr. Alexandra Phillips, Dr. Chris Maloney, Drs. Tosca and Gregory Haig, Dr. Dave Klein, Dr. Deborah Kern, Dr. Darren and Suzanne Bowles, Dr. Deirdre Williams, and the late Dr. John McMahon, Dr. Jeff Feynman, and Dr. Robin Carlin, it is an honor to call you friends. Thank you for your endless dedication to the field of healing. Thanks to David Schmerler, Kimberly S. Grimsley, and Susan G. Etheridge for looking out for me. A very warm and heartfelt thanks to Muniza Ahmed, Gretchen Manza, Kimberly Spare, Stephanie Tizone, Sepeda Kashanian and Ben, Megan, Elizabeth McDonnell, Ali Ertel, Victoria and Michael Arnstein, Nina Leatherer, Michelle Sutton, Haley Cataldo, Kerry, Alexandra Laws, Esther Horn, Linda and Robert Koikendahl, Tanya Akeem, Heather Coleman, Glenn Klausner, Carolyn DeVito, Michael Montilioni, Bobby and Leslie Hall, Catherine Belzowski, Matt and Vanessa Houston, David Holly and Ginny Whitney, Lauren Henry, Olivia Amitrano and Nick Vasquez, Melody Lee Pence, Tara Appleman, Kate Hall, Eileen Crispell, Bianca Carrillo Bucurim, Jennifer Rose Rosano, Kristen Cassidy, Catherine Lawton, Taylor Call, Alana DiNardo, Min Lee, and Eden Epstein Hill. Thank you to the countless people, including those in the medical medium communities, whom I've had the privilege and honor of seeing blossom, heal, and transform. Thank you to the practitioner support group. Bless you for sharing the value of your experiences and carrying your teachings to others. You are changing the world. Sally Arnold, thank you for shining your light so brightly and lending your voice to the movement. Ruby Scattergood, your masterful patience and countless hours of dedication have heroically formed the true spine of this book. The Medical Medium series would not be possible without your writing and editing. Thank you for your literary counsel. Viboda Antilla Clark, your creative genius has been astoundingly instrumental to the cause of helping others. Thank you for standing with us throughout the years. Philip and Casey McCluskey, the mystery of the seven stars, which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks, which thou sawest, are the seven churches. Ashley Britton and McLean Foster, many, many thanks for your caring, kindness, and providential foresight. Sterling Phillips, thank you for all your hard work and devotion. We're blessed to have you by our side. John Morelli and Noah, you two are all heart. Robbie Barbaro, your unwavering positivity lifts up everyone around you. For your love and support, as always, I thank my family, my luminous wife, dad and mum, my brothers, nieces, nephews, aunts and uncles, my champions Indigo, Ruby and Great Blue, Hope, Marjorie and Robert, Laura, Ria Cataldo and Byron, Elaine Searle and Scott, Perry, Lissy and Ari Cohn, David Somaroff, Joel, Liz, Cody, Jesse, Lauren, Joseph and Thomas, Brian, Joyce and Josh, Kelly and Evie, Danielle, Johnny and Declan, and all my loved ones who are on the other side. Finally, thank you, Spirit of the Most High, for providing all of us with compassionate wisdom from the heavens that inspires us to keep our heads up and carry the sacred gifts you've been so kind to give us. Thank you for putting up with me over the years and reminding me to keep a light heart with your never-ending patience and willingness to answer my questions in search of the truth. About the author. Anthony William, number one New York Times best-selling author of Medical Medium Life-Changing Foods, Save Yourself and the Ones You Love with the Hidden Healing Powers of Fruits and Vegetables, and Medical Medium, Secrets Behind Chronic and Mystery Illness and How to Finally Heal, was born with the unique ability to converse with a high-level spirit who provides him with extraordinarily accurate health information that's often far ahead of its time. Since age 4, when he shocked his family by announcing that his symptom-free grandmother had lung cancer, which medical testing soon confirmed, Anthony has been using his gift to read people's conditions and tell them how to recover their health. His unprecedented accuracy and success rate as the medical medium have earned him the trust and love of millions worldwide, among them movie stars, rock stars, billionaires, professional athletes, best-selling authors, and countless other people from all walks of life who couldn't find a way to heal until he provided them with insights from spirit. Anthony has also become an invaluable resource to doctors who need help solving their most difficult cases. Learn more at www.medicalmedium.com. This has been a Hay House Incorporated production of Medical Medium Thyroid Healing. The truth behind Hashimoto's, Graves, insomnia, hypothyroidism, thyroid nodules, and Epstein-Barr. Written by Anthony William. Read by Sarah Coombs. Produced by Shalin Vonchour and Steve Morris. Recorded by Zeev Fisher and Eric Garcia. Studio dog, Tessie Coombs. Medical medium Thyroid Healing is also available in print formats from Hay House, Incorporated. Text copyright 2017 by Anthony William. Audio production copyright 2017. All rights reserved.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.